Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Tamia available?
This is her. Who's calling?
This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, good. I see you're the caregiver for Mr. Whaley. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is his address the 1838 Plymouth Street?
Plymouth Street, yep.
Okay, so that's where he is located, right?
Yes, that is.
All right, perfect. Let me see. All right. And are you... What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, I don't think I clocked out yet today.
Let me check. I can look in the system and see. No. Yeah, not
okay.
yet.
I'll do it when I get off the phone with you.
Okay. All right. And you're there tomorrow as well, right?
Yes, I'm here every day.
All right, perfect. So I need to get what's called the client service agreement signed. It's just a document on my computer that has your schedule as a caregiver and your duties that goes in Mr. Whaley's client folder.
Okay.
I'm pretty much in and out. I come there face to face, get it signed. If you guys have any questions, whether him or you, that's perfectly fine. If not, I'm pretty much out within like 10 minutes. Tomorrow between 12 and 2, I can come by and get that signed. Will you guys be available?
Tomorrow, Tuesday. Yes, you could come between 12 and 2 tomorrow.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, what I'll do is I'll give you a call prior to me coming by there just to let you know I'm on my way. We'll knock that out, and his client file will be updated.
You said his client folder is what?
His client, and then his client file will be updated.
Okay. All right. He also wants to speak to you. I'm going to pass him the phone, okay?
Yep.
All right. This is not cute.
Dale to California.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? I just called your phone. Is your phone number still the, let me see, the 267-694-4986?
Yes, sir, but my phone is broken, sir.
Okay.
Right now, I should have a number shortly.
Okay.
Tata, you gotta help me, Tata. I'm cold as shit, and I'm freezing, I'm sweating, and I'm hurting, baby.
Okay. So, yeah, what can I do for you?
Yes, you said you was coming out with...
Tomorrow, in between 12 and 2 to get your client service agreement signed. Just a document that has your caregiver's schedule and duties on there, goes in your client folder. If and when we're audited by your... ensure who is UPMC that has to be in your file.
Okay. Who are you, sir?
I'm with Family First. I am their marketer, lead marketer, business developer, a whole bunch of stuff.
So you just got to come to the house.
What'd you say?
You got to come to the house and do like an evaluation, and I got to like sign something or something.
No, it's not an evaluation. It's literally just me seeing you face to face and having you sign your caregiver scheduling duties, and that's it.
I definitely might be up, sir. I know I should definitely be up between 12 and 2. So
yeah.
You'll definitely see me. I'm in the bed, though.
Understandable.
I just be in the bed, bro. Like, I got a bullet in my rib that makes my whole left side, my right side numb.
Okay.
I was shot multiple times in my back. One of the bullets exploded inside of me. That's how I got paralyzed. The other one ricocheted, bust my lung, and then it stuck in the left side of my rib, bro, and that shit hurt so much, bro.
Okay.
Every day, bro. Like my body just took a cool numb in 2 seconds, bro. Like, anytime I'm transitioning. You know, I'm having spasms. My fault, bro. When these people, man, come to these rehabilitation centers for the people that, you know, have spinal cord injuries, however you got one, you know, whether you jumped off a cliff, if you fell at your job, or you got shot, you know. You know, a bullet travels at 2,000 frames per second. The eye can't see it. You know, so you have these people that represent these wheelchair companies, man, and they just give you anything, man, and they just they You know, it's like I'm just a piece of paper to a book, you know. And they, you know, I'm more than that, sir. I got kids, man. You know, people love me, man. Like I'm, you understand what I'm saying? If I got bullets, why would you give me a manual wheelchair?
Should definitely tell your doctor, and then your
doctor.
Well,
my doctor supposed to have already put it in. I go to McGee, but he didn't do it, bro. He didn't do it. I'm losing a lot of weight.
I would say this. So if that's something that you need, then tell your insurance. Like, you got UPMC as your Medicaid insurance. You should go to your insurer and say, listen, this is what I need in terms of to make me, you know, for me to be comfortable in the home and community and how I can get around. And I'm awaiting that. What is the wait on getting, whether it's a automated one, this
it's
and that,
the authorization or whatever. I'm not really sure. But, you know, like, I talked to the lady, the case manager, but I lost her card, sir, because my memory, like, you know, I was incubated for more than 45 days. They were pumping ketamine fentanyl on me. So, like, we could talk about something right now and I forget what you're talking about. And I'd be like, what were we saying?
Right.
You know, and I was never that way before. You know, like, this shit hard, bro.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure
you know,
it is. I mean,
you know,
it's the reason you have home care, so I know it's
be
not
able to see my baby girl, you know, what it's like. When you're not the same, sir, people don't look at you the same. They don't treat you the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, this young lady, man, she don't leave my side, bro. Like, she don't leave my side. Like, my own folks used to leave me, bro. Like, she been here, bro, for years. It's changed, bro, just not even working for me, bro. Just making sure I'm good, bro, because I don't have no equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a T2, T3, T4 agent complete, bro.
Man,
I was two vertebrae away from having a head only, bro. Man, somebody, this gentleman came on the block, shot the old lady four times, man. I swear he was going to shoot me in my head, man. I just ran, bro. Shot at me nine times when I ran, bro. Then he walked past me and hit me in my face, bro, for no reason, bro. Like, my whole life, man. Even my relationship with my mom, bro. Like, everything is bad, bro. So, we should have a new address, though, by the 12th, you know. And I'm going to get a lease to the long-term disability service office and everything so welfare can update it, because I know that the insurance company had to wait for welfare updated and everything. And my name is on, will be on the lease.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing you, bro. I appreciate your time, bro. Like, God bless you and yours. You heard me, like.
Yeah, I'll be by there tomorrow. Any questions you have? You can let me know. I worked in this field for a while, so anything I can, more information I can give you, I will do so.
Got a lot of questions, bro. Cause I'm gonna tell you something, right? I'm part of a group called AWF, but I stepped back from them, bro, because it's like I isolate myself a lot, because I just like people, man. They look at you, bro, and they think you in the chair and you up and you got something, bro. I don't got nothing.
Right.
I don't want nothing. Ain't a damn thing on my name, bro. Just because my mom got 3 D's, 4 D's, that shit ain't on my name.
Right.
She don't give me no money. She don't help me. The same thing, I help my mom. Like, you understand what I'm saying, bro? I'm in a
right.
chair I'm in the chair, maintaining the crib, bro. Like, I pay rent at my house, bro. I'm 30 years old, bro. I turned 30 on the second, bro. My dirty birthday was on the second, bro. I wasn't even able to do nothing for her, bro. I just got her a jacket, bro. I'm trying to get her some Uggs today. Like, she deserves the world, bro. Like, I got 3 kids for sure. Then I got this possible young boy. They taking money out of my SSI, my SSDI. Because I work. I'm saying, like, this shit, it's like they want you to fail, bro. The insurance company, you feel me? The doctors, the people, you know what I'm saying? How you a spinal cord injury doctor and you can't tell me you are? I'm sweating enormously. It's clearly because the brain sent a signal to the spine. The spine operates the body. Wrong operates the body, Rudy.
Yeah, I get you.
I did so much reading about this stuff. The spine operates the body, bro. You got the cervical spine, the thoracic spine, the lumbar spine, the cervical spine, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm incontinent, bro. I wear pull-ups, bro. My insurance company don't even cover that shit.
I know it's not even
direction, bro. I was even thinking about leaving UPMC, bro.
Well, you have options because there's two other insurers.
You want to AmeriHealth, but I don't know if you take AmeriHealth.
Yeah, we do. We take all of them.
Well, my other agency don't take that though.
No, we take everything.
But AmeriHealth will help me. Like, I want to have another kid with my lady, bro. Because
AmeriHealth is keystone in this region. So, I mean, that's up to you. You have UPMC now.
I don't know because they're going to have to come out. They're going to evaluate me. Everybody got their own opinion, and they don't know nothing about me.
Right. Well, that's what you got to tell them. So, matter of fact, when I come out, we'll talk about that.
Are they going to look at these? This 100-page paper, these 100 pages of every day
when
I was in the hospital and what happened, they're not gonna do that, bro.
Well, they're supposed to. I used to be a service coordinator supervisor for Keystone, so they're supposed to. But I'll go over that with you when I come out there tomorrow.
I'm not saying that Keystone. I know Keystone do a lot for people, bro. They redo their house and all that, though. But like. You know, I got a mobile stair lift, bro. I was upstairs for 2 years, bro. 2 years straight, bro. I'm in the basement now, ADA accessible, bro. My cousin, a master carpenter, bro. Seeing so. Can I please get some heat?
All right, when I come out there tomorrow. I'll give you all your
that's
options.
Where we going, right, bro? I need some direction, bro. All
right, like, that's fine.
Like I don't know nothing about this, sir. Like I'm,
well,
I haven't been in a chair since 2023, bro. All right.
So when I come out there tomorrow, I'll give you some more information. And okay.
You have for me, please, bro. I'm taking it. You know what I'm saying? I know about the Habitat for Humanity and all that. You know, like, I don't really want to do that route. My cousin is a realtor, a mogul. He started as a carpenter, you feel me? Like, he already told me for 80 grand he can get me a house and a lot. You know, and my passion is cars, bro. But I can't even really get into a car how I want to without an electric chair. Without an electric chair, I cannot get into the hood and fix the spark plugs how I want. You know, I'm trying to go to school in January for admissions and inspections. It's hard, bro. Like, every day I wake up and I look at myself, bro, and I knew that I should have left that block at 11 o'clock, bro, and it was over, bro, because I got shot close to 1 o'clock, bro. There's no reason I was there, bro. I'm be honest with you, bro. Somebody gave me a fake perk, bro. I had a real bad perk problem, bro. And I really don't remember the day. I don't remember that day like that. All I was on the phone. I know that I heard the shots. I didn't know when somebody got shot. I dropped my phone and I ran, bro. It shot me, kept moving, shot somebody else, bro. Like, the district is a block away. How the fuck he get away?
Right.
Like, that shit's sad, bro. Oh, it's like, that shit not worth me. You know what I'm saying? Being away from my daughter, bro. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. It's so waist deep in the street, bro, that I didn't care about nothing. I didn't even care about whether I seen or spoke to my children, bro. That's how deep I was in the street, bro. I slept in my car, bro.
I understand.
Brag, bro, but I'm a mean man, bro. Like, I'm trying to do this. I just went in bed, bro. I got NFS right now, and I got bronchitis, bro. So please bring a mask, or I got masks for you.
Yeah, I got masks in my car.
All right, please bring a mask, bro. I think I got. Yeah. Tamia. You asked her what is the virus called that I have? I think it's NFS, though. I think it's definitely NFS, and I know I got bronchitis, and they're saying that they don't know which lung it's coming from. How do you not know which lung it's coming from if I have one fucking lung, bro?
Right.
Like, you won't read the paperwork and be like, what? I'm telling you, bro. See, I was incarcerated in October, bro. They gave me a crazy bed sore. Now it's getting bigger. It's the category. It was category 3. Now it's getting bigger, bro. Like, I got RSV, sir.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So, like, I sweat enormously. You heard me? Meme, I'm freezing, meme. Put the heat on me, brother. Put the heat on me. Give me a shirt or something. I'm going to put a hoodie on and go outside with a hoodie on, bro. There's a white one in front of me, I think, bro. Over, above my head, bro. Help me put it on, nigga.
All right, Mr. Whaley, tomorrow I'll be out there. I'll call you before I come
right,
out there, okay?
Can you call me before you come with an ETA?
Yeah.
I ain't fine, bro. I like to eat, bro.
I'll call you at least 15 minutes prior to me coming by.
Sure. 15
All right.
Minutes. Can I get 30?
Sure.
Thank you. 20? Sure.
Yeah, I got you.
Try and get some good grub, bro. And
all right. I'll talk to you. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
You ever had Siblings Cafe?
All right. I'll talk to you.
Did you hear me, sir?